This is The Producers with Ryan Drane, a podcast designed for radio imaging, commercial production, all things audio. Feedback is encouraged at ryanontheradio.com.
All right, we do it again. This is the first episode of 2010, which is personally how I'm going to refer to every year, or at least the format of years from here on out. It was the 1900s. Everything was 19 blah, so what can we do, 20 blah? That's how I'm saying it, because it's easier. Anywho, Pat Garrett's going to be the guest. Pat Garrett coming up here in just a bit. Got him on the line. It's a two-parter. Again, I'm pretty much going to make these two-parters no matter how long they go. This one will be shorter than normal, though, unless I ramble a lot here. I'm actually going to ramble a bit here, though, because I've got this little idea that was sent to me. Nick out west. He actually, you know what? He moved recently. I think he moved back west, but maybe he moved away from the west. Well, you can find out from him. There's a new website he's created, and it's actually a streaming radio station. I believe the station is not online yet, but the site exists, and more importantly, the email exists. And the reason you might be interested in this, it's a streaming radio station that's going to be a 100% collaboration amongst imaging folk all across the world. If you fancy yourself a person who does some VO for radio imaging or produces radio imaging or both is probably pretty good here, then you can get involved. The website is www.image-fm.com. The station is Image FM. It's literally a station that will play music, but it will feature imaging from people all over the world. And I think it's a pretty good idea. I mean, it interests me. And I'm certain that it'll start off probably a little rough because everything brand new ideas like this do. But I think if people really spend some time or even a little time and help collaborate, it might be really fun to listen to. Because, you know, in front of this song, you'll hear something by me. And then the next song, you'll hear something by some guy in Brazil. And then the next song, you hear something by maybe our podcast contest winner, David in the Philippines. And then you'll hear John Frost. I don't know if he'll produce something for the station, but anyway, check it out. Image-fm.com. The link, of course, is on the website, ryanontheradio.com, show notes. The email to send in stuff, prod@image-fm.com. And basically, the only rules are is it has to be Image-fm. That's the name of the station. And the kind of, you know, the slug line, the slogan is, "It starts here." That's it. That's all you have to have that in there, and then you can do whatever the hell else you want. You can make a promo for the Raiders of Oakland, the greatest professional sports franchise in the history of time. As long as it has to do with Image FM and it starts here, then you're good to go. So there's just a cool idea, everybody in this little community that can get around. And if everybody that listens to this would do one thing, there's going to be a crap load of imaging on there. So that'll be pretty cool. Again, links on the website, ryanontheradio.com. Another couple announcements and fun extras, but I'll do that at the end of part two. We will dive in to the one and only Pat Garrett. All of his stuff, as always, found on the show notes section of the website. And we're going to hear some of his imaging. You know, he's an imaging VO talent, big, big time. You'll recognize him. And then we'll dive into the interview right here.
Hot imaging. Pat Garrett Creative. KOBFM goes stopless. 30 minutes of non-stop pop is on.
Love the music.
There's only two types of people in the world.
WWMX Baltimore. The red carpet is out. The red carpet is out.
The doors are open to the biggest party of the week.
Welcome, welcome. You're in the mix. Saturday nights in the mix.
Beat to beat with TJ Roberts and Lou Coco.
You're in the mix on 106.5.
Yeah, what it do?
Check it out.
Do. It's your boy Chris Brown.
This is Rihanna.
This is Justin Timberlake.
On another B96 commercial free hour. 107.7 KSY.
See? Ow.
I think we just pulled our music muscle.
Saturday, October 15th. 1 second on the clock. And stayed up by four. And then...
hitting harder than Ray Lewis.
Oh, God. No.
Baltimore's all sports, all the time. This is
1300 The J.
racing series in the world's greatest cities.
Monterey, Las Vegas, Mexico City.
The world is listening on 630ched.com.
Gold Coast Surfers Paradise, Australia, South Korea, Long Beach,
Edmonton. The Grand Prix of Edmonton. Sunday, July 17th.
Here's what it means to be free.
We're free on the radio and online.
The hood to the internet.
Get connected to us right now at hot1079atl.com. This is digital hip hop. This is Hot 1079. The Boss. And T-Pain.
Yo, what the deal is, man? It's your boy T-Pain.
TLB.com keyword concerts and get your tickets to see Rick Ross and T-Pain Saturday, August 30th at Freedom Hill.
Initiate startup process.
Now, all the way live from 24 Greenway Plaza, it's the Crazy Cracker Nuts all up in your mouth. Now in digital HD.
Digital transmission.
On KBXX-FM. Houston, home of the Mad Hatter Morning Show. 97.9 The Box.
And there he is, the one and only Pat Garrett. We heard a nice sampling mostly of the talented voice. But Pat, we're going to hear a lot of stuff from you. And I want to say thank you for joining me on this edition of the Producers Podcast.
Ryan, glad to be here. It's an honor.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much of an honor it is, but you tell me at the end and we'll see. I've had a lot of people request you over. I've been doing this now about a year. Okay. I don't know. 14-15 months. Mm-hmm. And throughout the entire time you've been requested, so that's got to feel pretty good. People out there care about you and want to hear from you.
Well, that's good to know. Sometimes I'm caught in a, you know, everybody gets caught in their production or studio bubble, and they, you know, it's nice. Yeah. To know that somebody actually cares who the hell I am.
People, I think they do, and they definitely know who you are. I remember talking to Corley. He was kind of like that. You know, he's in his studio. Mm-hmm. Like 10 hours a day or more, and just never, you know, he called him kind of the golden handcuffs, where he just couldn't quite get out of there ever.
Right.
But I guess it's a good problem to have for guys like you. We're going to talk, in case there's someone listening who didn't recognize the voice that I played in the production there. You're on a number, a lot of stations throughout America, and I'm guessing you do some international work as well.
Yeah, I have, you know, a few in Canada, and I've got a couple in Africa, and the Bahamas. It's just, you know, here, there, and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
just in case, I mean, a lot of people do know kind of where you've been and where you are, but kind of briefly, but take us back to the beginning. You know, what was your first radio job where you were like, okay, this is going to happen, I'm going to do this?
Well, it probably goes back to, you know, maybe 10, 11 years old when I was, a kid on a bike. I would go into a local radio station in Ocean City, Maryland. It was WKHI, and offer to take out the trash, and, you know, I would get on my bike and get spy cigarettes for the DJs because they couldn't leave the booth. And, you know, in exchange for that, I got to play around in the production room at, you know, 10, 11 years old. And, I mean, from that moment on, I knew I always wanted to be in radio. And, you know, of course, wanted to be a disc jockey at first. And so I got my first on-air job. I guess I was in 17, 18 years old at OC 104 in Ocean City, Salisbury, Maryland. So that was that station's still around too, by the way. So got my start there with Dave Allen was my first program director. He was, you know, since then Dave was the PD and operations manager of Power 99 in Philly and Q102 in Philadelphia, and I think Dave went into something else other than radio, but he was my first PD. So.
And just so you're one of these guys that probably knew you wanted to do radio from birth, and you never, is it true and really saying you've never done anything else?
No, I've never done anything else. I mean, you know, other than, yeah, you know, when early on in my life, I worked at, worked as a bricklayer's helper and just, you know, between jobs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, yeah, pretty much all my life, I've never done anything but radio.
And you're kind of also, it sounds like you're one of the, I don't know if it's lucky or not, but you've pretty much stayed in the same area. Is that true?
Yeah, I've never worked outside the Baltimore, Washington area, pretty much. I mean, just, I guess there was enough going on, or, you know, kept me busy.
So. There's people out there that are getting started in the business, and I think something that comes up with people is whether they're going to have to move away. You know, if you're from Dallas and you love Dallas, but it'd be difficult to get into radio in a top five market. So, in your opinion, is it necessary for people to move away in order to kind of move up quicker, or is it still possible for people to stay where they're at and still be successful in this job?
Well, I think when I started out, it was a totally different business. We're talking, you know, early 80s. Mm-hmm. You know, you had one owner, you know, one station, one owner. There was jobs, you know, of course. There was, you know, live talent all the time, 24 hours a day. I mean, they used to have this thing called a 10 to 2 shift at night. I don't even think that exists anymore. You either do, you know, 7 to midnight, or it's voice tracked. But, yeah, there was, Baltimore and Washington, they're two huge markets, you know, side by side. And between the two markets, you could literally, you know, bounce around. You know, a lot of times I worked in the two markets doing part-time at one station, then part-time at another, and full-time at a small market. And then you had the little regional markets like Frederick, Hagerstown, Chambersburg, all within, you know, an hour or two's driving distance from Baltimore, Washington. So there's a lot going on there. But I think in today's, you know, radio marketplace, you're going to have to move around. It's just, you know, I think it's a given. And even then, you're not guaranteed to get a job. Just because of the way things are right now.
It is tougher. Let's see here. You mentioned that you found your time in the production studio. Mm-hmm. How much on-air work were you doing, and did that kind of officially end in your head at some point where you're like, you know, I don't want to do that anymore?
Well, I was, bouncing around from job to job as a DJ, and I was either always the night guy or the midday guy or the overnight guy. I was never going to be the morning guy. I knew that. You know, maybe in a couple situations I did afternoon drive, but always had, you know, a good delivery and decent voice and all that for being but I didn't have the personality to be a Howard Stern or sure. Don and Mike. I knew I would never, you know, be anything more than a good utility guy, you know, and I could run a tight board. So, you know, but always had a fascination with production equipment and playing with the equipment and learning different tricks and all that. So that I was, you know, I grew kind of bored of being an on-air jock, just reading the liner cards. And, you know, so I got good at, you know, doing production and then became a production director. Probably talking 1988, got, you know, out of on-air. I was doing nights at a station in Baltimore, Hot 95.9. And, got a job offer to be a production director in Washington, D.C. It's now Big 100, but back then it was Hot 100, and it was a rhythmic urban that was going up against PGC. And I was their production director for, I guess, about a year and a half. Then they changed formats and went smooth jazz or something, and went to Baltimore to V103 as their... they created a new position for me called Creative Services Director, where all I did was imaging for the station and produced the imaging. I think we were using Bumper Morgan at the time, and he was the sweeper voice, and then they had me do promos.
So would that be when you really started getting your voice on a big station?
That's where I got my start with doing imaging. And what happened with that is, as you know, the Baltimore, Washington area is a big, was where Arbitron's based.
Yeah.
So all the PDs would do their flying. So I remember Steve Hegwood, you know, he came through and he heard the stuff and that I was doing on V103, and he offered me a job at WJLB in Detroit. And at that point in my life, I wasn't ready to, you know, I couldn't make a move to Detroit. And he really wanted to hire me. And I said, well, Steve, I can't do it. It's just, you know, I think I had a 2-year-old at the time. My daughter's almost 18 now. So we're going back a few years. And he said, well, if I can't hire you, can you just do the stuff and FedEx it every day? And that was my first client. And still have him to this day.
And, is that right? That's nice.
You know, do the promos after hours at the station, then rush to FedEx and send them. They'd get a reel every other day from me, and was their promo voice, and then eventually became the voice of the whole station. But that's how that started. And then I think my second client was WGCI in Chicago, because Elroy Smith heard the stuff that I was doing on JLB, and then he wanted, and it just, you know, that's how it started. It was one station after, you know, mm-hmm. another, just from hearing, you know, people hear the work. And I think what I was doing different for urban radio at that time was I brought a high energy CHR kind of sound to urban that it didn't have at that time.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of PDs like that, and it caught on.
Just out of curiosity, sort of a side note, but you started out as kind of a big main voice guy in big market stations quite a while ago now. Has your voice changed that much in that amount of time, and has it been noticeable, and has it impacted you in any way?
I don't think it's changed so much in that just I've changed the style.
Okay.
We all grow, and you learn to do things differently. You hear how other people are doing it, and just styles change, and, you know. But I hear, you know, I've gone back and listened to some stuff I did, you know, 10, 12 years ago, and I can hear the growth as a voiceover person,
mm-hmm.
better delivering stuff. But no, you can still tell it's me, and it's, you know, it hasn't changed much.
Before we dive into a big bulk of your voice career here, I want to hear a bit of the production you've done. You said you found this. What, on a CD? It's from the 90s?
It was an old demo CD that that I found. I was going through some cleaning out some junk in the studio and found it and like put it in. And, you know, I was cringing, going to cringe a little bit and go, oh, this probably sucks. And I was like, wow. It was surprisingly, you know, it was from the mid-90s. And I think radio was, you know, pretty much on fire then. It's, there's some stuff on there that... as a producer, I haven't talked to him in a while. David J. He was did some VO work for Q102 in Philly for I guess about 6 months, and his production was amazing. I think he was one of the first ones to use like the early digital workstation, that Pacific Recorders ADX.
Okay, yeah.
And the stuff he was doing then, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, it could fly on the air today. It didn't sound dated at all. Other than the hooks being, the music hooks and clips being from the mid-90s, but the actual production style, I thought, would, you know, mm-hmm. it cutting edge today. So
let's check it out. This is Pat Garrett. Is this your, how much of this is your production? Actually, you on the, you know, on the you
well,
know,
aside the from the Q102 stuff, the rest of it's mine. The
okay,
Q102
good.
Stuff was done by David J.
Okay, we'll hear Q102 first and go into some more Pat Garrett production.
FM Tacoma, Seattle.
And KRPM AM Seattle. KISS
106. Seattle, the switch is on. The switch is on to the new sound. The rhythm of the Northwest. This is KISS 106.
There you go. That's Pat Garrett actually producing right there, and that's mid-90s. He stumbled across that disc. I was going to actually, now that I think about it, mention It is fun when you go back and you hear old audio expecting it to be cringeworthy. And then you're like, wait a minute, I wasn't awful back then. You know, that was pretty good. That must be, it's kind of fun for me.
Right. Well, and then you also forget some techniques that you haven't done in a while, like, you know, cool stutters or, you know, cool reverse echoes and stuff like that, that you just, you know, you forget about, you know.
Yeah. As you're moving forward now, you're pretty much, we'll get to the point at which you go out completely on your own. But as you're picking up these stations and you're getting to be the main voice on some big stations, were there any influences you had at that point that were really helpful, I guess, in creating who you are, or at least your individual personality?
I guess from a VO standpoint, you know, got some of the guys that, you know, one of the guys that got me, you know, fired up and wanting to, you know, to do image work was Bumper Morgan. I mean, he was on, I think, tons of stations, and just his style, and just when you'd hear him, you know, on a sweeper, it almost sounded like somebody punching in your chest. it was the no, you know, and it just, I think that's what inspired me, you know, to want to, you know, get into imaging. And, you know, Mark Driscoll and Mitch Craig, Eric Edwards, all those guys, some of the guys that are not with us anymore, like Chuck Riley to this day. I don't know if any of your guys, there's a cool website, it's called the original hot97.com.
And I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's Joel Salkowitz runs it, and he's taken all the original imaging from Hot 97, and he's doing a current dance format, but he's using all that imaging.
Yeah.
And, you know, that stuff's 20 years old and it still sounds great and holds the test of time. I mean, so, you know, guys like Chuck Riley and one of my favorite producers of all time would be Rick Allen.
You know? Oh, yeah. I've actually conversed via email with him just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's done some amazing stuff.
Billy Moore, that another great voice guy that's no longer with us, inspired me to, you know, want to do this.
So I guess let's move forward. At a certain point here, you decide that, you know, it's time for you to go out on your own and to just keep the business all, you know, by yourself. You're not going to work for a station in-house anymore. When was that? And what was the, or was there sort of a one thing that told you, you know, now's the time?
There was a couple things going on. I was working at V103 in Baltimore, and they were, it was owned by Summit Broadcasting for a long time. Then they had sold it to, a company that really didn't hold on to it too long. It was Granite Communications, or it was Granum Communications. Okay. And they sold the stations to Infinity. And so I kind of saw, you know, the handwriting on the wall that, you know, there may not be a luxury for an in-house creative guy. And at that time I had a good, you know, maybe 30 stations under my belt, and was being limited pretty much because I didn't have time. I mean, I was coming in and doing freelance work all day and then staying late at night. And I had a home studio as well and going back and forth. And it was just getting to the point where I couldn't, I couldn't do both.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 1996, I left, the radio station and went on my own, and been on my own ever since.
So. Now, you say you had about 30 clients at that point. Mm-hmm. Could you have left and gone on your own sooner? I'm just trying to kind of illustrate this for folks that are in maybe your shoes around 1995, 96. And did you have any regrets about doing it? Should you have done it sooner? What do you have to say to people that are thinking about leaving the brick and mortar in-house job and going on their own?
Well, my thing was working at the radio station. It was, you know, I had a great job there. They really, you know, they let me be me, and a great group of people that a lot of them I'm still friends with to this day. But I would have kept that, but it was a nice security blanket, I guess, to have. But I was probably exceeding my income at the radio station by 3 times, so it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, and then I picked up more business because when it came out in All Access, or I guess Radio and Records then, that I was out on my own, people were calling, oh, you can take on more business. So I actually did pick up more stations from that.
That must be a pretty good feeling. At least you know you made the right decision.
Yeah, it was, I really haven't ever looked back on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it worked out good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've obviously got the chops. Everybody knows your voice. You're on. Are there any top 50 markets you're not in right now?
Oh, yeah, there's some.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, I thought you might literally be in every top. You know, I had Cutler on recently, and he might, you know, he's like you. He's got tons of stations, and everything's worked out nicely, you know?
Yeah, it's, you rotate in and out of markets, and sometimes it takes, a couple years to get back in. And I'm busy enough now, so, I guess there was a time when I had, nine of the top 10 locked up, and
mm-hmm.
But it's just things change, and market I'm available in would be Los Angeles. I've been in and out of that market several times, but so right now I'm currently free and available there.
There you go. Every top producer in LA listens to this podcast, so you'll get hired tomorrow.
Hopefully, if they're listening.
I'm kidding, but a few of them do. All right, that does wrap up part one. Just want to real quickly tell you there is a part two if you're somehow finding this podcast in a really weird place. Go to RyanOnTheRadio.com and you'll see the little links to get to part two, or maybe you already have it. It's coming up.